This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a Boyd's gun stock right here. A mastery of craftsmanship it is. It's got some stuff on it that, I can't really describe to you because it's just that good. And this one is the Thumb Hole Featherweight. If you're looking for that ergonomic edge, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I want to play a little ditty for you, if I may. This is an exchange from a sitting senator, Senator Mazie Hirono, with a ICE official. Just listen to it. It's about a minute long. Give it a minute.
Mr. Albans, would you send your child to FRCs?
Again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they have broken a law. There has to be a process.
They have broken a law only as deemed so by the president with his...
No, ma'am.
Let me start that over again. I'm being told it's not loud enough. So let's start it over again. Gosh, how much can I turn it up? Let's turn it. Give it a little master, maybe. Maybe a little bit more of that. Let's try it again. Let me try that one more time.
Mr. Albans, would you send your child to FRCs?
Again, I think we're missing the point. These individuals are there because they have broken a law. There has to be a process.
They have broken a law only as deemed so by the president with his...
No, ma'am. They're there for violation of Title 8 of the immigration of the U.S. Nationality Act. Okay, they're 8 U.S.C. 1325. That's illegal entry. Is both a criminal and civil violation. They are in those FRCs pending the outcome of that civil immigration process. They have broken the law.
Well, these are mainly, my understanding is that under zero tolerance, these are no longer civil proceedings, but in fact, were criminal proceedings.
They were criminal proceedings when the Border Patrol prosecuted them, but at the conclusion of that process, once the individual came into ICE custody, they would go through administrative proceedings.
I'm confused.
Okay.
So the
criminal proceeding is an individual being prosecuted for the criminal violation of improper...
This is a senator who's known that she's going to be sitting in this hearing, coming into the hearing completely unprepared. This is Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii. She is confused about why illegals can be detained by lawmen. I'm not even kidding about that. Apparently, the Democrats have skidded so far downhill that they don't even understand that illegals are here illegally, as the word says. Yesterday's exchange between a lawyerly immigration and customs enforcement official and Hirono was the proof of it. after the ICE official had to take time to school her on basic immigration law, all she could respond with was, "I'm confused." Now, FRC, by the way, is ICE speak for a family residential center. And what she is asking this official is whether he would send his child to an FRC, which this official would not have to send his child to an FRC unless that official broke the law and crossed over into the border of another state, or unless he was an illegal alien coming to the United States. That's a better way to it. She was busy trying to make some political hay for the Democrats out of the issue of family separations of illegal border crossers as somehow being especially inhuman when we do this every day. Tomorrow, a bunch of people will be sentenced to jail and their children will not be going with them. Tomorrow, a bunch of soldiers will take off and lift off from some airbase around here and head to South Korea, and they're going to leave their kids behind because that's considered a hardship deployment. And it's peacetime. There's no war going on there. Let's not talk about combat. Actually, combat is closer akin to what they're talking about here. What they're suggesting is that the parents should not be separated from their children. They want to go back to catch and release is what it boils down to. But here in the United States, they happen all the time. They happen whether ever somebody robs a bank or mugs somebody or drunk driving or any other crime. Getting hauled in is precisely why people with kids should maybe not want to break the law. And we know that some still do. But she got off track by her presumption that border enforcement is a matter of President Trump's whims. Then, you know, all Trump is doing is telling the Border Patrol to enforce law. He's not making it. He's not making it. He's just saying enforce the laws on the books, which ostensibly somebody in Congress passed, which, by the way, is the body in which she serves, Senator Mazie Hirono. Maybe she decided that Obama's capricious approach to enforcing only the laws he liked was actually how the law is supposed to be done. And this shows she's got the blinders on. She can't distinguish solid law from Obama's world of decrees, which in fact excused and encouraged a lot of illegality in the name of a political advantage. It's actually quite weird, and it highlights their sharp swing to the left and their lunatic vision of laws not being laws or laws being only what Obama says they are. And it's an unusually sorry thing to see coming from an actual lawmaker. Shouldn't she be advocating for the people of Hawaii? Where is she, given that a third of the housing stock of the Big Island has been trashed by a volcano, and the tourism industry that keeps the state economically going is totally wrecked? Quite possibly because there's no hotels for the tourists to go to, what with the available space now filled with volcano refugees. Where is she now that Lloyd's of London is denying payouts to people who bought volcano insurance, even as Hawaii's governor had encouraged volcano residents to consult their insurance policies instead of the state? And you got a bunch of people trying to do the right thing by buying the only volcano insurance out there, and it's not in the state regulatory apparatus. And Hirono hasn't said anything about that. She's saying anything about the questionable permitting process for housing in the lava zone that was not disclosed to buyers of their homes? What about some aid for those displaced residents now living with great mind-wearing uncertainty as months go by while the political elites, including Hirono, do nothing? She has visited the volcano zone twice, probably enjoying the lava tourism, and gotten some money from a centralized volcano monitoring system as well as aid for the tiny number of farms affected, which frankly is a meager record for a largely visible event from her state. And yet here she goes, fascinated with helping illegals she knows nothing about, under the guise of compassion and confused about what U.S. immigration law is to boot. What about her state's own residents? So apparently Nancy Pelosi is not the only Strom Thurmond type in the Democratic Party today. That's probably a big part of the problem. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
This is Lock and Load. Make sure all my levels are right before I blast my producer here. Coming, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit, Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. I'm in the middle of dealing with the fallout of my first published column in the Washington Times. I was asked to point a few things out about Elon Musk. And what I'm finding is this. There's still a lot of people in the United States today that look upon these personalities as deities that are above reproach. Now, one of the things that I go after him about is about Tesla. And it's pointed out to me, and correctly so, Tesla, the things about electric cars and everything that goes with them, the subsidies and everything, that was put in place by the feds. The feds decide to subsidize a company, which means the company doesn't have to make money in order to stay alive. Despite that, Tesla has had to refund a bunch of deposits on one of their models, which I think is the Model 3, if memory serves, because this is really out of my wheelhouse. But the whole reason I'm pointing this out to anybody is that when you sit there and you look at a personality and you think of them as, and I mean, this applies to me as well as anybody out there. If you look at a personality or a person out there in these United States today and you think they are infallible, please change your mind and look at them with a little bit of cynicism. I don't believe you should take everything I say for you know, as gospel. Please go check it out. I mean, I do a little bit of studying before I come here, but I mean, getting out there, I'm finding it quite amusing that, you know, you say something about something like somebody like Elon Musk, and you know, he's got SpaceX and Tesla, and he's got a lot of other things. And I just remember where he got his start from. And he got his start creating PayPal. And for any of you that have ever had any dealings with PayPal, you know why I chuckle at that one. So anyway, coming out of South Africa, I saw this under a headline of African Nation Needs More Gun Control. Alarmed father accidentally stabs son to death. Gangster with bow and arrow kills pupil in schoolyard from the street. 12 mourners beaten to death in minibus taxi on main road. While all highly improbable incidents anywhere in civilized society but change the weapons deployed to firearms, and we have three of the shocking headlines that have beset our gun-toting country in the past month. After the slaughter on R-74 last weekend, our police minister mentioned in small print a tightening up on control of gun licenses, together with an amnesty period. Don't waste your time, Mr. Selly. Get real, get a grip, and ban all private ownership of handguns and automatic weapons, and severely restrict licensing of hunting rifles. Then, after a brief amnesty period, equip police vehicles and police stations with crushers for police officers to instantly and permanently decommission illegal weapons discovered through stop-and-search procedures, then arrest the possessor. As the U.S. regularly demonstrates to the world, the absence of effective gun control facilitates senseless killings. Now, bear in mind, South Africa already has a lot of gun control, far more gun control than we have here. And despite that, South Africa's homicide rate is 34.1 per 100,000, compared to ours of 5.3 per 100,000. In fact, it's almost like gun control in South Africa doesn't work. Africa is a continent where guns are as plentiful as water. In some parts, maybe more plentiful than water, and there's a profound lack of a culture dedicated to the safe and lawful use of those guns. Africa is known for their warlords, after all, and with guns that plentiful throughout the continent, perhaps the letter writer would do well to realize that stopping the flow of firearms into the country is probably something that a fool would attempt. It would make more sense for law-abiding people to have access to weapons so they can defend themselves from those who have no concern about their well-being. But no. Someone always seems to think that the answer to guns in the hands of bad people is to restrict guns in the hands of good people. And this letter writer to whichever South African periodical he's writing to or newspaper, he illustrates how warped the mind of the anti-gunner is even in other countries. They go on and on about how effective gun control is, all while ignoring how it completely and utterly fails. Countries with gun control and low crime have low crime in spite of gun control, not because of it. Throughout the world, however, they're the exception, not the rule. If you look at the most violent countries on earth, you're going to find out the United States isn't even close to the top of that list, but the nations that almost universally have gun control to any extent and have for years, if not decades, are on the top. And our media has given other countries the perception that we're a dangerous, violent, ready to explode at any minute. Truth is, we're actually pretty safe. Another thing our media never points out is, based upon our population in comparison to some of these other countries, they love to look at, you know, the homogenous populations of places like Japan and Norway, or other places where they don't have the population we have. No. And they don't have the gun ownership rate that we have either. That's the thing. If it were the guns, if that was the issue, then yes, absolutely, we would be awash in blood. I'd be in a gunfight right now while I'm doing the show. I'd be in the middle of a gunfight while I'm doing the show if the guns were the issue. Alas. Well, alas for them anyway. The guns are not the issue. They have never been the issue. And this stupid, stupid idea that we're going to restrict good people from having guns when bad people that have guns do something illegal is simply stupid, stupid, stupid. It makes no sense to punish anybody except the person that did the bad thing, right? Yeah. Except with guns. Whenever guns are involved, we have to go after the guns because the guns are the issue. I just love that kind of generalization. It's the greatest stuff ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
As wildfires continue to burn in California, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The White House and FEMA have been actively monitoring the wildfires to ensure that federal assistance is provided as quickly as possible. On Saturday, the president declared that an emergency exists for the California wildfires. As a result, FEMA has placed resources from 8 different federal departments and agencies to support the efforts of local firefighters and relief organizations.
Today, the Senate Intelligence Committee held a hearing regarding election meddling and the various social media platforms that are used for some of that meddling. Senator Marco Rubio said we can't just so blame every social media platform.
There are things these folks can be doing to improve the way they operate, no doubt about it. But ultimately, we really should be focused on what's being done.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I have a little confession to make. Whenever I'm sitting here waiting for the break to end, I play the "What's the next bump gonna be" game. I never get it right. Never, ever, ever, ever. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yeah, the Boyd's gun stocks, the ergonomics that go into these things, the thought process that went along with it, the testing. The idea that we're going to make a gun stock fit you versus you having to adapt to your gun stock. That's the beauty of what they provide. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Coming out of Forbes magazine. First things first, I don't expect that, yeah, and when I say the media, yeah, I'm excluding me because, yes, I do give ourselves a very fair treatment. But as a gun owner and now a writer and a media person, I look at other people in this profession not so much as colleagues but as the opposition. Typically, they'll paint someone like me as anything but a decent human being, so it's understandable why. Now, Forbes recently did a story about how difficult it is for reasonable gun owners to deal with what they see as unreasonable anti-gunners. They wrote, "But gun business owners who say they want to engage in a real dialogue about how to make America safer say they aren't sure they can, both because of the lack of information on the other side of the issue and because they're losing trust that gun control advocates are acting in good faith." Most people, says Jeff Waite, the owner of the Okeechobee Shooting Sports in Central Florida, think more gun laws will be a quick fix to a really hard problem. He doesn't believe gun laws can fix anything. It doesn't bother me that somebody has a different opinion. What bothers me more is that people fall for the misinformation. It bothers me that we have the ability to get the information based on fact, and as a society, many people choose not to. He asks, why, for instance, the focus on the AR-15? Semi-automatic rifles are used in 1-2% of the shootings. Of course, it has been used in many of the most horrific shootings, but focusing on that means viewing the issue through an emotional lens, which to his mind is a mistake. On top of that, he says it's one of the least powerful hunting rifles. When I asked him about the interviews of ER doctors who talk about the horrific injuries that result from an AR-15, he said the doctors who mainly see handgun injuries might not know that all rifles are much more powerful and that one way or another criminals will find ways to get the guns they want. To Wade, who often engages in conversations with the media, the best case scenario is that people are ill-informed and driven by emotion. The worst case scenario is that gun control advocates are lying about their real intentions to respect gun rights. If they're honest, they would want to ban everything, he said. In all honesty, it's a fairly balanced piece, and I think there was some sort of intention to not paint gun owners in an overall negative light. They do mention some of the extreme people, which both sides have extreme people. We all know that. I'm pretty sure some people would consider me to be extreme. And I may have to wear that one. I'm an absolutist and an originalist, after all. That said, I also support property rights. So if a gun store wants my weapon in a bag, too, and from the store, that's certainly their right, and not an infringement on my Second Amendment right. But back to the Forbes story. I get where these folks are coming from. Most gun control activists want, at least on some level, to see all the guns gone from private ownership. They campaign for smaller levels of control because they know they won't get what they want. We've seen their counterparts in other countries continue to lash out about the strict gun control in their nations aren't enough and how they need more. And this is our future if we start to give more ground, and we know it. Just in the last week, we've seen this happen in Canada. I just talked about South Africa. Why would it be any different here? Especially since Andy Gunners point to other countries of examples of what they want and how we should do it. So the truth is, this whole discussion sort of feels dishonest because we know that it won't stop there. Let's say we go crazy and we give up the AR-15s and we swallow the universal background checks on everything. We'll then have to swallow something else later. And when that doesn't work, it'll keep going and going and going. It won't stop. It's not going to work. We know that already. But when you try to discuss guns and gun rights and you find yourself accused of actually supporting mass murder, it's kind of hard not to get a little defensive. As a matter of fact, it's kind of hard not to get a little angry. So, are we unreasonable? No, we are not unreasonable. We deal and exist in a world of logic and fact. Do we see the other side as unreasonable? No, I don't see them as unreasonable. I see them as ignorant. I want to think that if they actually knew the facts, that they would change their mind. If they find out the facts and then they don't change their mind, then yes, they are unreasonable. Do I need to be more reasonable in what I say and do about gun ownership and restrictions against gun ownership? Not one little bit. Not one little bit. I joke with Dan Was, the guy, the author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, about us going on a nationwide tour, the No Tour. And you literally have 22,000 plus gun regulations on the books today. Now, if gun law or more gun laws were the answer to things, you would think with 22,000 gun laws on the books that by now we would have hit the magic wand that's going to stop everything. Of course, we haven't, because there is no magic wand, because criminals don't obey law anyway. So the more laws we write, the more they have to break. I'm not saying we shouldn't write laws. I'm saying we've covered that territory now. We should probably, one, be enforcing laws on the books like the straw purchase law, which is a federal law, that never gets prosecuted the way it should. That never gets prosecuted the way it should. And this is how a lot of guns end up in criminal hands. But that never gets prosecuted the way it should. There's always a plea deal. Nobody goes to jail, you know. They can't be a straw purchaser no more, but now they'll just be a runner. Who knows what they'll be? I don't know. But all that being said, I don't have it in me anymore to be reasonable. I don't have it in me anymore to look at them. I mean, this is a choice that was not made for me. This was not a choice that was made for me. I am told that I am the enemy. I am told that I am a killer. And yes, that makes me mad. When in reality, every day that I go out into the community and people see me, but they don't see me carrying a gun, and I'm carrying a gun, somebody out there knows that there are armed citizens out there. And that specter persists. And I'm part of that specter. I don't carry for them. I don't carry to be a superhero. I don't carry to be a hero, period. I carry to save my life and those around me. But I'm tired of being reasonable. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at BYLN.co. That's BYLN.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. Tell you another little secret about thumps when we in just a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Yeah, one of the other things that I have discovered as I go through the show workflows, that last bump. I remember when I picked it, I like the little melody that goes with it, and I couldn't have remembered to save my life what song that was until recently when I came across it accidentally. So I also play, what is that again? One of the problems with a red flag law is unless the laws are written very specifically, they are going to be quite ripe for abuse. These laws can be used to punish enemies, for example, by claiming their threat and having the courts forcibly disarm a law-abiding citizen, even if only for a short period of time. Apparently in Florida, this is happening far more often than anyone should be comfortable with right now. So we get this from WFTS. Since the red flag law was enacted in March, Florida authorities have filed more than 400 orders to seize firearms from gun owners or ban them from owning one due to perceived risk to themselves or others. That's more than California's done. And California's had it in place for 2 years. That's a bit of a tell. Although the laws are intended to keep deadly weapons out of the hands of dangerous people, some feel the Risk Protection Act violates citizen rights. Attorney Kendra Parris said, "I think we're doing this because it makes us feel safer. Instead, it violates the Constitution." Parris, who represents some citizens targeted by the risk protection order, said the laws are written so vaguely that it is impacting people who are not really a threat to anyone. These are individuals who are often exercising their First Amendment rights online, who are protecting constitutionally protected speech online. maybe it was odious, maybe people didn't like it, but they were hit with a risk protection order because of it. Examples that Paris cited include a college student who praised mass shooters online and a case in which a minor said she had a dream of killing. In neither of those cases was the individual a gun owner, and both won their cases against the authorities who filed the risk protection petition. Now, don't get me wrong. Somebody that's out there praising a mass killer, I'm probably not really interested in getting to be their buddy. But free speech, whether we like it or not, is free speech. Even if it's disturbing free speech. That's the problem with the red flag law. They may take away somebody's Second Amendment right because they exercise their First Amendment rights in a way that somebody didn't like. In ways I don't like. I mean, you know, let's be honest about this. But rights don't require my approval, your approval. That's what makes them rights. In the first place. But taking away someone's Second Amendment rights, even temporarily, because they said unpleasant things, Florida and other states have traded liberty for the mere illusion of temporary security. I can't help but think that if this were challenged, laws like this would be overturned because they essentially penalize somebody utilizing free speech. After, you know, somebody can praise a mass killer sarcastically or as part of some dark humor while representing no threat to anyone. Someone reporting, you know, having a dream where they committed murder is hardly all that unusual and rarely represents anything that's a threat to anybody. Yet both were hit with risk protection orders because they made someone uncomfortable. I understand that there was going to be laws popping up in the wake of the Parkland shooting. Lawmakers felt like they had to do something. The problem with this is that the laws on the book were already sufficient to stop the killer. Those in authority refused to act and continued to allow the killer to get a free pass until something happened that couldn't be ignored. Now, many of us, and I am one of them, my reaction to the government's refusal to act on the red flags that they had in front of them, this isn't what I had in mind when I was saying red flag. Those red flags included actual acts of violence. Specific threats while planning his attack, things like that. Not vague dreams or praising the wrong person. Keith Ellison, Representative Keith Ellison, sent a letter to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos inquiring about Amazon profiting from the sale of products and content from groups identified as neo-Nazis and white nationalist hate groups by the Southern Poverty Law Center. This coming out of his office this past Tuesday. His letter charged, Amazon's practice of hosting the sale of hateful literature, toys, and music spreads and normalizes hate ideologies. Now, as somebody who is dealing with constant censorship on Facebook, this censorship of literature and music the government officials want to see suppressed is the hallmark of a totalitarian, or that book burning is something associated with real Nazis. But we should also consider the source. Coming from PJ Media, the Southern Poverty Law Center settled a defamation suit filed by Muslim reform Majid Nawaz, whom the SPLC maligned as an anti-Muslim extremist. On Tuesday, PJ Media reported that no fewer than 60 organizations are considered similar lawsuits against the SPLC. The organization is still facing a lawsuit from D. James Kennedy Ministries, a Christian organization falsely labeled a hate group. 47 nonprofit leaders announced the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate list in an open letter to the media. That's another headline or report from a year earlier. That one also recalled the story of a terrorist attack inspired by the SPLC's hate list. Floyd Lee Corkins II entered the Family Research Council offices in D.C. and shot and badly wounded its building manager, Leo Johnson, who stopped his intended killing spree. Corkins intended to kill everybody in the office and then go on to terrorize the additional organizations. But another point to consider from anyone like Ellison, who claims to be a socialist against Nazis, even though they'll argue loudly against it, the truth is that they are once again lying to deceive the ignorant. Aside from deriving the name from National Socialistische Deutsche Arbeiterpartei, the National Socialist German Workers' Party. I'm pretty sure I didn't pronounce that correctly. There is this inconvenient truth. It's now clear, beyond all reasonable doubt, that Hitler and his associates believed that they were socialists and that others, including democratic socialists, thought so too. The title of National Socialism was not hypocritical. This coming from George G. Watson, and coming out of Hitler and the Socialist Dream. By way of credentials, Watson was a scholar, literary critic, historian, a fellow at St. John's College, and a professor of English at Cambridge University, who, rather than being some far-right apologist, was also incidentally an active member of the leftist Liberal Party. In his will, he left £950,000 to the Liberal Democrats. It's curious that Socialist Ellison isn't also putting the squeeze on Amazon to get rid of its communist literature and merchandise. There's an ideology of hate and genocide. But it's not considering, it's not surprising when you consider the affiliations with the Democrat Socialists of America. So he's the leader of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, co-founded by Bernie Sanders. And the caucus, with Ellison specifically identified, maintains ties with the Communist Party USA and close ties with another progressive group, the Democratic Socialists of America. Here's something else that probably isn't a surprise. They're obsessed with controlling your guns. That's because it's not about controlling your guns, it's about controlling you. I'll continue on with this thought process when we get back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.